Many times you must have heard about the gratitude, and sometimes we try to avoid this. But this time I was going one of the great writer. The name of the writer is Jay Shetty. He has written a book, Think Like a Monk. This statement, how to practice and how is the impact of this, is really amazing, astonishing. So what does it write? Making gratitude part of your daily life, daily routine, is the easy part. But there is my ask, and it's not small. I want you to be grateful in all times and circumstances. Even if your life isn't perfect, build your gratitude like a muscle. If you train it now only strengthens over time. Gratitude is how we transform what Zen master Joshi Joan Halifax calls the mind of poverty. She explains that this mindset has nothing to do with material poverty. When we are caught in the mind of poverty, we focus on what we are lacking. We feel we don't deserve love, and we ignore all that we have been given. The conscious practice of gratitude is the way out of the poverty mentality that erodes our gratitude, and with it our integrity. Brian Acton exemplifies this conscious practice of gratitude. He had worked at Yahoo for 11 years when he applied for a job at Twitter. But even though he was quite good at what he did, he was rejected. When he received the news, he tweeted, "Got denied by Twitter headquarters. That's okay. Would have been a long commute." He next applied for a job at Facebook. Soon after, he tweeted, "Facebook turned me down. It was a great opportunity to connect with some fantastic people. Looking forward to life's next adventure." He didn't hesitate to post his failure on social media and never expressed anything but gratitude for the opportunity. After this setback, he ended up working on an app in his personal time. 5 years later, Facebook bought WhatsApp. The app Brian Acton co-founded for $19 billion. The job at the company that rejected Acton would have paid for less than he made of WhatsApp. Instead of fixation on the rejection and adapting a poverty mentality, he just waited gratefully to see what might be in store for him. Don't judge the moment. As soon as you label something as bad, your mind start to believe it. Instead, be grateful for setbacks. Allow the journey of life to progress at its own pace and in its own roundabout way. The universe may have some plans in store for you. There's a story about a monk who carried water from a well in two buckets, one of which had hole in it. He did it every day without repairing the bucket. One day, a passerby asked him why he continued to carry the leaky bucket. The monk pointed out that the side of the path where he carried the full bucket was barren, but on the other side of the path where the bucket had leaked, beautiful wildflower had flourished. My imperfection has brought beauty to those around me, he said. Helen Keller, who became deaf and blind as a toddler after an unidentified illness, wrote, "When one door of happiness closes, another opens." But after we look so long at the closed door that we do not see the one which has been opened for us. When something doesn't go your way, say yourself, there's more for me out there. That's all. You don't have to think, I'm so grateful I lost my job. When you say, this is what I wanted, this was the only answer. All the energy goes to this. When you say, this didn't work out, but there's more out there, the energy shift to a future full of possibility. The more open you are to possible outcomes, the more you can make gratitude a go-to response. Brother David Stendhal, Rust Sage, people usually think that gratitude is saying thank you, as if this were the most important aspect of it. The most important aspect of the practice of grateful living is trust in life. To live that way is what I call grateful life, grateful living, because when you receive every moment as a gift, this is when you stop long enough to ask yourself, what's the opportunity in this moment? You look for it and then take advantage of that opportunity. It's as simple as that. If your boss gives you feedback that you don't agree with, pause before reacting. Take a moment to think, what can I learn from this moment? Then look for gratitude. Maybe you can be grateful that your boss is trying to help you improve, or grateful that your boss has given you another reason to leave this job. If you run to catch a bus, you succeed, you would ordinarily feel momentary relief, then go back to your day. Instead, stop. Take a moment to remember what it felt like when you thought you were going to miss it. Use this momentary to appreciate your good fortune, and if you miss the bus, you will have a moment to reflect. So use it to put the situation in perspective. Another bus is coming. You weren't hit by a car. It could have been a lot worse. After celebrating the wins of and mourning the bosses, mourning the losses, we deliberately look at either situation with perspective, accept it gratefully and humbly, and move forward. Yeah, so this lesson taken by Think Like a Monk, written by Jay Shetty, it gives a very huge message in our life, that every situation that comes in our life, or every momentary that comes in our life, it comes for some reason, it comes for some circumstances, some message. But how do we react that situation? That matters. How do we act on it? Do I go with negative side, we become pessimist, or we become optimist? How do we react? We react like we are falling behind, or we react like there is something in a store for us. Yes, there is always something good in a store, in the guard house, but we start, stumbling. We start thinking. We start getting to know, my God, this is what I wanted. This is what I thought. It will not happen. I cannot make it possible. I cannot do this. These all negative thoughts start coming in our mind. Why? Because we are keen to this. We are obsessed of this. We are lingering with this negative situation, negative thought. Or this happens because day-to-day life, we are sitting, we are cultivating our mind in the way that is reflecting. So a reflection is nothing. It is the practice of daily life. What we practice, how we live, how we interact, what we see, where we live, what we avail. So these all things, if we start filtering, So we must start filtering the outer noises that is spamming our mind, or we are becoming contaminated. Gradually, we don't realize, but yes, it happens in our life. So what is the best way of getting rid of these all things, eroding these all things, eliminating these all things, extracting from this all situation, and getting rid of these all thought? Only practicing gratitude. So gratitude gives us a phenomenal, astonishing, spectacular result. You know, it keeps you calm in any situation, whether it is negative, worse, in any adversity, whatever is coming. You know, sometimes life throws an unforeseen obstacle, and that we start grumbling over it, we start reacting over it, not on it, even in tiny mistake, on tiny situation, we start overreacting. That is what we make mistake. So better not to be in the negative side, pessimistic. We have to think the moment, what is happening, why it comes in my life, it might be, or it must be bringing some good message in the next stage. And yes, like we saw the guy, right, who was rejected by Twitter, who was rejected by Facebook, but finally he built, he co-founded the app. Nowadays, we all over the globe, we are using WhatsApp. And finally, so if he had got that, he had been got that job, so he would not have gotten that much money what he got by building this app. So this happened in our life. So better to stick with what your decision is, what you want, instead of going in wrong side. Thank you. Bye-bye.